Josh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The wildfire emergency in Los Angeles continues, and the hot, dry Santa Ana wind that powered the first round of fires is howling again.
Those red flag warnings actually go all the way down to the Mexican border. We saw a couple spot fires even in the San Diego County mountains. So we'll be keeping an eye on all of it. San Fernando Valley, back to Thousand Oaks, the western Santa Monica Mountains. We're watching really closely for wind gusts of 45 to even 70 miles per hour.
ABC News meteorologist Ginger Z in custody in Phoenix, Jesse Kitagawa Jr., a convicted felon. He's accused of selling a ghost gun to Glenn Litton, who shot and wounded two kids, young kids, at a school in Oroville, California this month before killing himself. Federal prosecutors told Ronald Green's family they will not bring charges in his 2019 death when Louisiana state troopers tased, punched, and dragged Green on a road, killing him. Family were told as officials are about to release the findings from a broader civil rights investigation. This is ABC News. Food recall. Grocery chain Aldi recalling 12.5 tons of frozen Casa Mamita chicken and cheese taquitos after a customer reported finding a piece of metal in the chicken. The taquitos sold in 20-ounce packages at Aldi's in 31 states in the East, South, and Midwest with Best Buy dates of July 3rd and September 25th of this year. If you have the tiny tacos in your freezer, throw them out or take them back to the store. Fans of Bob Dylan can get their hands on a piece of his history during a January 18th auction.
A huge collection of Bob Dylan memorabilia is set to hit the auction block. Julian's Auction says 50 items connected to the iconic singer-songwriter will be up for sale, including early handwritten drafts of Mr. Tambourine Man, Dylan's first number one hit. The items come from the personal collection of journalist Al Aronowitz, known as the godfather of rock journalism. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff, they just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you gotta stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
A milestone for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, after a string of conference wins, Wisconsin is back in the nation's top 25, ranked 24th this week. The Badgers host Ohio State tonight in Madison, and if they win, it'll be Greg Gard's 200th career win as head coach. Gard has helped players improve their game, like forward Stephen Crowell.
Steve is best when he's aggressive, and I think the last four games, we've tweaked how we sub him in and out a little bit. I think it's helped him, but he knows an aggressive Steve is the best Steve.
NBA, the Bucks are in action tonight at Fiserv Forum. They host the Sacramento Kings. NFL, Packers players cleaning out their lockers now that the season is over after losing to the Eagles Sunday night. The Bears have requested to interview Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich for their head coaching job. They also plan to meet with Mike McCarthy, who was not renewed by the Dallas Cowboys. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Seven-time Super Bowl champ and one-time husband, Tom Brady has come under fire all year long for his on-air gaffes while providing color commentary during NFL games. During last week's game between the Packers and Eagles, Brady accidentally referred to the Eagles as the Phillies, then later in the broadcast referred to Packers running back Josh Jacobs as Brandon Jacobs. This comes on the heels of Brady forgetting the name of one of the teams that beat the Packers during a recent telecast. In addition to Brady misspeaking, when his broadcast partner talks to him, he often nods Woods has said so much, a viewer could get vertigo. Yeah, he's not that great, but people on social media are losing their minds over his missteps. Word to the wise, if it's brilliant elocution you're looking for, don't try to find it on an NFL pregame broadcast from the guy who took shots to the head well into his middle age. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies, lows near zero in the overnight, a light northwest wind. On Wednesday, increasing clouds, flurries, a little light snow in the late day with highs in the lower 20s, an inch or less of accumulating snowfall Wednesday night. It's 3 at our studios.
On Wednesday's show, we're live from our Oshkosh studio. We'll be joined by Nate Olson of Olson Legal Group. He's sponsoring our Veteran Salute segment, and we'll feature his veteran-owned business.
We'll also meet Jeff Erke from Pickle and Bags, and Pat Tracy from Discover Oshkosh will also be with us.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
For more information, visit fightarthritispain.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the second hour of our program. Just some wild stuff in the news today. By the way, this is Pete Hegseth is, you know, being grilled in front of the Senate right now. And the Democrats are doing just a great job. Republicans are doing their very best to kiss his butt. You know, they're trying to curry favor with Donald Trump. Everybody's terrified of Trump or wants to be in his favor because he can do things for their donors and their funders and all this kind of thing. I mean, this is just the insane corruption that we're watching. But I lay this one on Merrick Garland. The FBI did a background check on Pete Hegseth. And They didn't bother to interview any of his ex-wives who have accused him of, you know, multiple things. It's actually Garrett Graff has a great piece over at doomsdayscenario.co. The headline is "The FBI background check on Pete Hegseth is a whitewash, and that's on purpose." This is the same thing that happened with Brett Kavanaugh, except that when it happened with Brett Kavanaugh, you had a Justice Department, I'm not sure actually at that particular moment in time who was leading the Justice Department, so I don't want to get it wrong, but you know, the FBI, I think Chris Wray was running the FBI at that time, and you know, they ignored literally thousands of tips about Brett Kavanaugh being guilty of sexual assault. Or perhaps it was hundreds, but, you know, lots and lots of, they just ignored them. And the FBI is similarly doing this with Hegseth. This is the Biden FBI now, but it's still Chris Wray, right? Assuming that it was Chris Wray before, it could have been somebody else. Trump went through a couple of FBI directors. But I think it's really, you know, worth pointing out. Here's another just totally weird one. The judge who is overseeing the pretrial hearings for Luigi Mangione, the guy who assassinated the CEO, the healthcare CEO, her name is Catherine Parker. She's married to a former Pfizer executive. She holds hundreds of thousands of dollars in stock, including in healthcare and pharmaceutical companies, according to her 2023 financial disclosures. Her husband left Pfizer in 2010, where he served as vice president and assistant general counsel. Before that, he held the same titles at Wyeth, a pharmaceutical manufacturer purchased by Pfizer. And he still collects a pension from his time at Pfizer. Wouldn't you think that, you know, being so deeply connected to the healthcare industry would cause her to say, you know, I probably shouldn't be the one who's overseeing this case? I don't know. I actually continue to have hope that there is an independent judiciary and that judges can make decisions independent of their own personal financial. But still, the federal code of conduct for judges, which the Supreme Court has exempted itself from, Clarence Thomas, The federal code of conduct says that judges should avoid even the appearance of impropriety, avoid situations where somebody could accuse them of impropriety. And I think this at least borders on that. But I think the biggest story of the day, other than, you know, Pete Hegseth, you know, doing his song and dance, and the January 6th report, and those are both huge, the January 6th report in particular, where Jack Smith comes out and says, we could have nailed his ass. We could have put this guy in prison. If Merrick Garland had only begun the prosecution back when it was obvious that Trump had committed the crime. I mean, Jack Smith doesn't say that last part, but I think it's obvious to everybody. Merrick Garland has just been an absolute disaster as an attorney general, in this regard anyway. I mean, you know, he's done some other good things. He's tried his very best to keep the department, you know, non-political. I salute that. But I think he went overboard in that direction by refusing to go after Trump early on. And it was the January 6th committee that shamed him into it, according to the Washington Post. Anyhow, the other big news is that Donald Trump has said that once he becomes president, he wants to renew his tax cuts for billionaires, which expire this year. This year is the last year because they had to pass it through reconciliation. And there's a 10-year limit on reconciliation. Reconciliation means that it can only be done with bills that have to do with money, and it means that in the Senate they cannot be filibustered. Legislation done by reconciliation cannot be filibustered, but it has to expire in 10 years. So here we are. So Trump wants to extend his tax cuts for billionaires, and the billionaires want him to extend his tax cuts for billionaires. Jake Johnson, reporting over on Common Dreams, a right-wing advocacy group founded by the billionaire Koch brothers, announced Monday the launch of a $20 million campaign to promote an extension of the 2017 Trump GOP tax cuts. They're running a 60-second ad. It characterizes the 2017 Tax Cut and Jobs Act as a boon for hardworking Americans and small businesses. The campaign, according to Americans for Prosperity, will include, quote, over 1,000 meetings at congressional offices, in-district events with activists and lawmakers, and roundtables with job creators. Isn't that a great phrase, job creators? You know who the job creators are? People who spend money, people who buy things. That creates demand. Demand is what drives an economy. The real job creators are consumers, not CEOs, not billionaires. Sure, they may start a company. You know, God bless them. Starting a company, nothing wrong with that. I've done it a bunch of times in my life. But if nobody wants to buy your product, you're not going to hire anybody to make it. The job creators are the consumers. But anyhow, this campaign is going to reach millions of people on the phone and at their doorsteps, according to Americans for Prosperity. Right. So the top 1% is, in all probability, going to, you know, I predict this is going to pass by reconciliation again for another 10 years. I mean, we'll see, but I think it's going to be fairly obvious. Meanwhile, John Fetterman and Ruben Gallego are up to something that has me scratching my head, and I don't understand this. Laken Riley is this woman who was murdered by an undocumented immigrant. She was a Georgia nursing student. Jose Ibarra is the guy who killed her. He's from Venezuela. And he's in prison. He's going to be in prison for the rest of his life. But this legislation, and I am quoting here from a piece by Michelle Goldberg in the New York Times today. This piece of legislation, quote, mandates federal detention without bail for migrants who are merely arrested for any theft-related crimes with no provision to free them if the charges are later dropped. Now, think about that. You don't have to actually commit theft to be imprisoned for life under this legislation. for life, indefinite detention. That's for the rest of your life if the government chooses. You don't actually have to commit a crime. You merely have to be accused of it. She goes on to write, the bill applies to many immigrants who are authorized to be here, including Dreamers and those with temporary protected status, and the legislation contains no exemptions for minors. As Ilya Soman, a law professor at George Mason University, told me, the Lake and Riley Act could mandate the indefinite detention, that is like for the rest of their lives, of a juvenile child of asylum seekers arrested for swiping a candy bar, even if she didn't do it. Now, Democrats could block this in the Senate. It's going to need 60 votes to overcome a filibuster. But John Fetterman and Ruben Gallego have come out and become co-sponsors of this legislation, this obscene legislation. And you might want to let John Fetterman and Ruben Gallego, senators, know at 202-224-3121 that you are not a fan of legislation that provides for indefinite detention of anybody who is merely accused of stealing a candy bar, even if they didn't do it. Indefinite detention, life in prison for stealing a candy bar for a child of an illegal immigrant. This Lake and Riley Act is toxic. This is, you know, Republican crazy on steroids. And that John Fetterman and Ruben Gallego are going along with this, and they've got, you know, another half a dozen, you know, I believe another seven Democrats to say, yes, we'll vote for it. This is nuts. So, the phone number for Congress, for the Congressional Switchboard, 202-224-3121.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
That is 202-224-3121. If you want to check it out, it's Michelle Goldberg's piece in today's New York Times. We'll be right back. Hey, it's a new year and time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Now is the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
no,
it?
No, not at all.
The Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days.
Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zany's next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. If you can't remember the last time you slept all night or didn't feel stressed during the day, you need to hear about CBD from CB Distillery. They've got natural solutions for sleep and stress that people can't stop raving about. Check out some of their 48,000 five-star reviews.
Best sleep I've gotten in years. I wake up refreshed and ready to go.
And it's not just sleep. They have plant-based solutions to help with stress, mood and focus, even pain after exercise, all made with high-quality, clean ingredients. Look, there's a lot of CBD out there, but I trust CB Distillery for their commitment to quality. That's why they have over 2 million satisfied customers and offer a 100% money-back guarantee. If you're still struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns, maybe it's time to try something different. CBD from CB Distillery. And I have a 20% discount to help you get started. Visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com, and the code to get 20% off is TOM, T-H-O-M. cbdistillery.com, code TOM.
The system make the status quo go, but behind the curtain, the stage is set for a power play we won't soon forget. They charm the crowd, they seize the mic, then target the truth and dim the light. The pillars quake, the ground runs red, a democracy hangs by a thread.
Welcome back. 22 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Mark in Studio City, California. Hey, Mark. Hope you're safe with the fires.
Hey, Tom. We have to fix this problem of the fires in a way that it can never happen again. And my solution is a perimeter of every house that's built of cinder blocks. Now, this may sound expensive, but fire rates would plummet. And if there's a roof that is 100% fireproof, these houses would still be standing in the hottest fires.
Yeah, if the houses were built out of adobe or cinder block with, you know, covered with adobe, as some in L.A. are, and had tile roofs, as some in L.A. do, then they would be relatively immune to fire, I would think, Mark.
Yes, they would.
So
but we also have to. The reason why stucco could hold is because it could hold fire back from 2 to 4 hours.
Yeah.
And if all of these houses were made of stucco, cinder block, or some other fire retardant product. we wouldn't have houses going up like matchsticks.
I think you're right, Mark, and I suspect we're going to see some real changes in the building codes in Southern California as a consequence of this fire and the climate change that caused it. Mark, thank you. That was brilliant. Ron in Phoenix. Hey, Ron, what's up?
Yeah, hi. First time in about 10 years.
Thank you, Ron.
Just curious how we can get Garland to release the charges against the co-defendants in the Miami case.
If he had a half a brain, he'd do it.
Well, yeah, that's a big hit, though.
Yeah.
So Biden should just tell him to go ahead and drop the charges on the co-defendants.
I agree. I completely agree.
Or we'll never see the report, ever.
Right, right.
No one will.
He should. It's a two-step process. Number one, he drops the charges against Walton Otta and whatever his name is, Del Rio or whatever, you know, the other guy who was Trump's co-conspirator. And then, since there's no longer jeopardy for these two guys, release the report on Trump stealing classified documents, lying to the FBI about it, and making them available to spies from Russia and China.
Precisely.
Yeah. I'm with
you. Here we sit with a few days to go, and nothing's going to happen, apparently.
Well, I hope you're wrong, Ron. I hope something does happen, but I share your skepticism. And count my voice as another one asking Merrick Garland to do the damn right thing. Thank you. Thank you, Ron. Gary in Noosac, Washington. Hey, Gary, what's up?
Hi, Tom. With Hegseth up for confirmation today, I've talked to my senators, or written them at least, and I wish I'd have gotten to this sooner. But with his apparent misogynistic views on women, when he says women ought not to be in combat, that's a backdoor way of keeping them suppressed.
Right. Today he came out and said, I'm okay with women in combat. But you're right. In the past, he's loudly proclaimed his opposition to women in combat.
Yeah. And the reason for that was in order to get promoted to a flag position or anywhere at a desk job, an admiral or a general, you have to have the combat action ribbon.
Oh, really?
And you can't. Yes. And you can't be advanced if you don't. So it's a backdoor way of hurting women.
So it's all about holding women back. I did not know that. Gary, thank you. Thanks for the information. That's amazing.
Yep.
It's 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of this break. Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. I'll be right back with you.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll pick up your calls right after this break. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The wildfire emergency in Los Angeles continues, and the hot, dry Santa Ana wind that powered the first round of fires is howling again.
Those red flag warnings actually go all the way down to the Mexican border. We saw a couple spot fires even in the San Diego County mountains. So we'll be keeping an eye on all of it. San Fernando Valley, back to Thousand Oaks, the western Santa Monica Mountains. We're watching really closely for wind gusts of 45 to even 70 miles per hour.
ABC News meteorologist Ginger Z in custody. In Phoenix, Jesse Kitagawa Jr., a convicted felon, he's accused of selling a ghost gun to Glenn Litton, who shot and wounded two kids, young kids, at a school in Oroville, California this month before killing himself. Federal prosecutors told Ronald Green's family they will not bring charges in his 2019 death when Louisiana state troopers tased, punched, and dragged Green on a road, killing him. Family were told as officials are about to release the findings from a broader civil rights investigation. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Doors lead singer Jim Morrison was found dead in a bathtub in 1971. Some believe he faked his own death. A new docuseries, Before the End, Searching for Jim Morrison, takes a closer look at the rock star who was only 27 when he fled to Paris, supposedly to get away from fame. Director Jeff Finn features Morrison's brother Andy and his sister Anne, as well as archival footage as he dives deep into the singer's life and death. The three-episode documentary can be streamed on Apple TV for $7.99. Stop the presses. Robert De Niro will be playing a gangster in a new mob film. If that's not fun enough, De Niro's rival gangster in said mob film will be played by Robert De Niro. The film Alto Nights will tell the story of a 1950s dispute between legendary New York gangsters Frank Costello and Vito Genovese, who were once best friends but became adversaries. The film will be directed by Barry Levinson. How great would it be if De Niro received an Oscar and a Razzie for the same movie? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A milestone for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, after a string of conference wins, Wisconsin is back in the nation's top 25, ranked 24th this week. The Badgers host Ohio State tonight in Madison, and if they win, it'll be Greg Gard's 200th career win as head coach. Gard has helped players improve their game, like forward Stephen Crowell.
Steve is best when he's aggressive. And I think the last four games, we've tweaked how we sub him in and out a little bit. I think it's helped him, but he knows an aggressive Steve is the best Steve.
NBA, the Bucks are in action tonight at Fiserv Forum. They host the Sacramento Kings. NFL, Packers players cleaning out their lockers now that the season is over after losing to the Eagles Sunday night. The Bears have requested to interview Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich for their head coaching job. They also plan to meet with Mike McCarthy, who was not renewed by the Dallas Cowboys. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies, lows near zero in the overnight, a light northwest wind. On Wednesday, increasing clouds, flurries, a little light snow in the late day with highs in the lower 20s, an inch or less of accumulating snowfall Wednesday night. It's 3 at our studios.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Brad Schimmel, a J6 sympathizer, and he wants to be your next Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. When he was Attorney General of Wisconsin, he spent thousands of dollars on memorial coins.
I would have been fired.
That stood
if
for
I'd done that.
Kicking ass every day. Hey, if you got to get a coin that says it, you're probably not
with
doing it.
With your face on it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst.
they think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina,
can you
tell us what you really think?
The Todd Alma Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
On the way, Lisa Schiller from the Better Business Bureau joins us. I got an interesting voicemail about I don't have to worry about paying any taxes. Also, who is coming in on H-1B visas? Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
I am fine, thank you. What's up?
I just have one quick question. This is something I haven't heard anyone talk about. Who signed off on Elon Musk or Starlink to have the authority to count the votes? Was there any type of vetting process? How was he even considered to do that?
You know, I have seen is that one clip of that one election official saying that things got so much smoother after we started using Starlink. And I've not seen any further discussion about it. Do you know for a fact that Starlink was? Because my understanding is that, you know, none of this stuff is supposed to be on the Internet.
I know the clip you are talking about. It was the state was California.
Yeah, she was a local supervisor. Sorry?
Who approved that? Mm-hmm.
I have no idea. And it's a damn good question. Whether Starlink was involved or whether, frankly, any of our elections were online. I mean, Elon Musk is on record saying anything can be hacked. Actually, I think he's right. The big question is, was our election hacked? And I haven't seen the evidence of it yet, but I have such a hard time believing that Americans came out in huge numbers to vote for Donald Trump. I just, or just stayed home in response to Kamala Harris. I thought she ran a great campaign, but I'm probably just revealing my own bias or maybe even myopia there. Angela, in direct answer to your question, I'm sorry, I don't know. And it's something that, thank you for reminding me of it. I will try to see what I can learn as this afternoon and going forward. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. Doug in Portland. Hey, Doug, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I wanted to go back a few calls and just run something by you to see what you think. There was a caller a little while ago that talked about having a more gentle quality of dialogue. And
yeah, it was Maverick.
You responded with, yes, and you responded afterwards about, we deserve our outrage, kind of. And I'm with you 100% on how crazy the MAGA folks are. But I wanted to offer, if I can mention an organization I'm involved with. It's called Braver Angels. I don't know if you've heard of it. Their sole reason for existing is to create a better quality of dialogue in this country, particularly between red, blue, conservative, progressive, liberal, all the differences in our country. And I think it's really, really important because it's my feeling, I'd love to know what you think, that the most underlying foundational problem in this country is that people don't understand each other. People have different experiences. People talk over each other. So all the craziness that Donald Trump has brought and all the differences in the country that he pushes on and makes worse, they are the product of this just basic underlying misunderstanding. Because as much as I don't like those folks or I don't like their beliefs, I gotta feel that they don't feel those feelings for no reason. And my goal is just to get to the bottom of what really are the foundational problems here that we're all trying to work through.
I would argue that the foundational problem, Doug, is that on a regular basis, on a virtually daily basis, and there's groups committed to monitoring and reporting on this, right-wing media lies about what's going on in America and what the Democratic Party is doing. And by and large, the Democratic Party never lies. I can't think, the last lie I can think of was the Gulf of Tonkin in 1963? To the best of our 64, or 5, I forget the year, but the Democratic Party and Democrats and Democratic media, for that matter, MSNBC, to the extent that CNN, this program, You know, we go out of our way not to lie about what Republicans are up to. Republicans literally are lying about what Democrats are doing every single day. Look at what's going on with the fires in Los Angeles right now. You've got Republicans on the record saying that this was caused by Democrats, that Karen Bass had drained the reservoirs when, in fact, they were all full. That, you know, just making that because a lesbian woman is the fire chief after 22 years working her way up in the fire service, that it's a DEI hire. These are vicious lies that are intended to tear Americans apart. And what I'm arguing is that the Republican lies themselves should be a source of outrage for Democrats, and many of the Republican actions, like, you know, giving billions and trillions of dollars in tax cuts to billionaires, you know, approving pesticides that are illegal everywhere else in the world and poison children's neurological systems, or, you know, denying climate change. The Democrats need to start pointing out truthfully the stuff that the Republicans are up to, and also pointing out when the Republicans are lying. This seems to me like asymmetric warfare here, Doug.
I agree with you 100% on all that, with one exception. I think everything they do is leverage and take advantage of and lie about to extrapolate, just to push on a seed that is intrinsic to rural folks who have a different experience than urban folks. And Republicans just see the world differently. And I think that there's that seed is still there, and they leverage it, and it's evil.
Well, the seed that you're talking about is homophobia and racial hatred.
Yeah.
And I don't think that you can compromise with those things. No, unless you can think of another issue where, you know, the urban-rural divide is quite substantial. I can't think of another issue. You know, what, the farm bill or something?
Lots. I mean, environmental permitting, water, stuff like that.
Hey, I lived out in the backwoods of New Hampshire and the backwoods of Vermont for 15 years in aggregate. And, you know, people who live out in the country are very concerned about the environment.
Yeah. No, I completely.
It's the billionaires who are yelling and screaming about it. They're the ones who are whipping it up, going, "Oh yeah, you know, environmental permitting is causing, you know, the little smelt fish is, you know, quack quack quack." By and large, you don't. I mean, unless they're echoing Fox News and the BS and lies that are coming out of the right wingosphere. By and large, rural people want their environment clean. They want the water coming out of their wells to be something that's not going to poison their kids. They want the air to be clean.
I agree. But here in Oregon, the rural folks don't want urban folks dictating policy that works for me in the urban part, but doesn't work for them.
And what
I don't
policy
feel they,
would
I don't
that
think
be?
They feel heard.
What policy would that be?
Oh, you know, things like just policy that protects policy that doesn't protect timber and the resources that they are historically used to having communities where their economies are based on that, for one. But it's not about, I mean,
there's
I agree.
There's lots of logging going on in Oregon right now.
Oh, there's tons. But what I mean is that if they don't feel heard, if both sides doesn't feel heard by the other side, and there's no dialogue.
I don't think it's that Republicans don't feel heard. I think it's that they're being lied to. And their outrage is being cranked up every single day by mostly right-wing billionaires and the media that they can control, as a way of maintaining control over a government so that they can keep their taxes low. I mean, I really think it's that cynical and that simple.
Yeah. Well, I hope you're wrong. I'm afraid you're right. I definitely agree in the long run.
Provide me with evidence of, you know, something other than that. I mean, you know, like I said, I get the one difference between rural and urban areas that I think leads to the biggest conflict is the fact that in America, most rural areas are entirely white and urban areas are mixed, and that gay people in rural areas tend to get the hell out of town once they hit, you know, the age of adulthood. And because there's less tolerance for any kind of deviation from the norm, as it were, you know, the societal, the 1950s standard of America, the Norman Rockwell America. And so they, you know, they flee to the cities. But which brings us back to my point, that I think that the big difference is homophobia and racism, and you can't compromise with those things. At least I'm not willing to.
All right. Well, I appreciate being able to put it out there, and tons of respect for your mastery of
all. Thank you, Doug. And yeah, I'm all in favor of good dialogue. I used to invite, we continue to invite conservatives on this program to have a reasonable debate. I used to do it 2-3 days a week. And then, I don't know, 6-8 years ago, with the Trump presidency, they just said, hey, we don't need you anymore. We've got our own media. We're just not going to talk. And they all stopped coming on the program. Doug, thanks for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Including Pete Hegseth, who was a guest on this program years ago. 44 minutes past the hour.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we've shared these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, the podcast interview in late November of 2024, when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on 2-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, it could have been 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zany's next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Everyone gets busy in the new year, and it's so wonderful having ShipStation here to help us take the chaos out of shipping and make it a smooth process. Plus, ShipStation can save you hours of work, which means you can focus on other parts of your business. You never have to worry about shipping and fulfillment again with ShipStation. It's super easy to automate shipping tasks and manage orders in one simple dashboard. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts of up to 88% off UPS, DHL, Express, and UPS rates, U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. So what are you waiting for? 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, plus 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Calm the chaos of order fulfillment with shipping software that actually delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation.code. And to get your free trial to find the shipping software that delivers, use the code TOM, T-H-O-M.
With the deals that they've made, no ballot was cast, no vote was ever shown, but the oligarchs are moving into a house they don't own. They're coming for the power, they're seizing the day, with billions in their pockets and democracy in decay. The people cry for justice, but the tyrants just smile. The oligarchs are moving into the White House in style.
Welcome back, Steve, in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey, Steve, what's on your mind today?
Thanks for taking my call, Tom. First, I have a question. Do you remember who the person in Trump's cabinet during the January 6th insurrection had made a list of things that the police could and couldn't do?
Yeah,
for their,
Chris Miller,
protection?
Who's the acting Secretary of the Army.
Okay, thanks. I've been trying to remember his name for a long time. My question, though, is about the Jack Smith report. So far online and listening to you, I'm getting the impression that most of the report is a repeat of the January 6th committee. Is that what you feel?
I think I think that's a reasonable broad brush statement. David Pepper over at davidpepper.substack.com just published a summary of the report, and I have not had an opportunity to go through it in detail. I went through the New York Times and the Washington Post's reports on it this morning before I came on the air, and I kind of summarized it for you what I knew. But David Pepper looks like he's done a really deep dive. It looks like there might be some stuff that in particular the testimony of Mike Pence that the January 6th committee didn't have.
Okay, hopefully that's true.
Yeah. Well, no,
Thank you very much. He
definitely did get the testimony of Mike Pence, and the January 6th committee definitely did not. And Pence has said some things that apparently are quite incriminating to Trump. These are quotes from the report from David Pepper's piece. The offense was the most flagrant, the public harm the greatest, and the proof the most certain. As alleged in the original, Trump engaged in unprecedented criminal effort to overturn the legitimate results of an election in order to retain power. Mr. Trump also attempted to use the power and authority of the U.S. government in furtherance of his criminal scheme. When it became clear that Mr. Trump had lost the election and that lawful means of challenging the election results had failed, he resorted to a series of criminal efforts to retain power. The through line of all of Mr. Trump's criminal efforts was deceit. Evidence from a variety of sources established that Mr. Trump knew that there was no outcome determinative fraud and that many of the specific claims he made were untrue and that he had lost the election. Mr. Trump set the fraudulent elector plan into motion in early December, ensured that it was carried out by co-conspirators and campaign agents in the targeted states, and monitored its progress. So far, no surprises here. He attempted to wield federal power to perpetuate his fraud claims and retain office. In repeated conversations, I'm again quoting from Jack Smith's report, in repeated conversations day after day, Mr. Trump pressed Mr. Pence to use his ministerial position as president of the Senate to change the election outcome, often by citing false claims of election fraud as justification. I'm still 1 minute later, the United States Secret Service was forced to evacuate Mr. Pence. This is right after Trump tweeted that Pence didn't have the courage to a secure location at the Capitol. When an advisor to the White House learned this, he rushed to the dining room and informed Mr. Trump, who replied, "So what?" I think these are all things we already knew, Stephen. When Mr. Trump's White House counsel called him around 7 p.m. and asked him to withdraw any objections to certification, Mr. Trump refused. When his vice president declined to join the conspiracy, Mr. Trump berated him for being too honest. It bears emphasis that Mr. Trump's knowing deceit was pervasive throughout the charged conspiracies. All these federal interests, which are rooted in the law, the Constitution, and our basic democratic values, are substantial and command protection from Mr. Trump's criminal design to subvert them. Mr. Trump did this in contravention of the framers' intent to prevent a sitting president from perpetuating himself in power. In Free Governments, Benjamin Franklin explained, the rulers are the servants and the people are their superiors and sovereigns. So far I haven't seen anything. With that in mind, Mr. Trump's relative culpability weighed heavily in favor of charging him as the individual most responsible for what occurred at the Capitol on January 6th. I mean, it's pretty straightforward stuff, Stephen.
Yeah, now we're stuck.
Yeah, there you go. Stephen,
okay, thank you.
Thanks for the call. Terry in Ventura, California. Hey, Terry, what's up?
Hey, Tom, my topic is the vulnerabilities of the California water system, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I am just livid with Trump harping on constantly about the fish are getting too much water, or however he phrases it.
Right.
My life's work has been in water treatment, okay? I study water policy for kicks, okay? And the essence of this, I've been boning up on the role of the Delta. It originally was brackish water.
Mm-hmm.
Far eastern end of the Suisun Bay, which is only about 15 miles from the state water intakes. In 1946, the saltwater intrusion got as far as the far eastern end of the Suisun Bay. Jerry Brown was paranoid if saltwater intrusion came too far to the east that it would jeopardize the intake of fresh water coming to the Southern California. And for Trump to harp on the fish issue when he doesn't know squat about California water policy.
It wasn't about fish, in other words. It was about climate change changing the ratio of salt in the water. Is that the deal?
Got that right.
Yeah.
Again, I found a map of how far to the east saltwater has come. It's about protecting two things. Stop the saltwater intrusion. That's the flow of the river and the role of the Delta Islands, okay?
Yeah, and I'm assuming that has to do with upriver consumption of water, right, by human beings and agriculture.
That's part of it, yes. And agriculture does benefit by the Delta being freshwater,
too. Not to mention climate change, reducing the amount of water in the... I get it. Terry, thank you so much. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome author Jody Hinman into the studio. Then director Anders Lindwall joins the show to discuss his film Green and Gold. That's how you light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard.
Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Michael Lewis being held in Indianapolis on $50,000 bail, charged with stalking WNBA-er Caitlin Clark.
Morning, Mr. Lewis.
55-year-old Michael Lewis charged with stalking for allegedly sending the 22-year-old Indiana Fever star multiple messages and posts via the platform X starting in mid-December. In one message, Lewis allegedly telling Clark that he drove around her house three times a day. And in another, he allegedly stated his plan to go to a game and sit behind her team's bench.
ABC's Ariel Reshef. After three hours after hundreds of South Korean anti-corruption police arrived at the presidential compound, they detained impeached South Korean President Yoon over his short-lived imposition of martial law last month. The hot, dry Santa Ana wind that powered the current wildfire emergency in Los Angeles is blowing again. Right conditions to intensify more fires if they start. This is ABC News.